on today because I get to be part of the activity, which is one of the reasons I really love this. It's called Every Fraction Tells a Story. It's a real culmination of what you know about numbers and number forms and number types and categories all so far in fifth grade. What you're going to do on your index card, and I'm going to give you crayons for it, is you are going to write a giant fraction. Have it really take up the index card. Then you are to write on another index card or piece of paper 5 clues to your fraction. What I find happens is while we're doing the activity, people say, oh, and I could have written that, and I could have written that, and I could have written that. I've had students, fifth graders, write 20 pages of clues about one fraction. And everyone always starts off thinking, how would I write a clue for it? Well, here's the 5 that I wrote for mine, and see if you have some idea of what it would be, either the numerator or the denominator or the whole fraction. And I want you, when you choose your fraction, to choose it at random. Here are my clues. My numerator is prime. My denominator is composite. My denominator is even. My numerator is a factor of 24. My numerator cubed is 27, cubed to the third power. And see, that's the other part about this is people ask questions. I want you to use things like prime, composite, multiple, factor. My fraction as a percent is 75%. My fraction as a decimal is 0.75.
The first digit of my denominator is the same as a trio. The denominator is even. The numerator is prime.
My number can be simplified 3 times.
The denominator is even. The numerator is 36 times 11 minus 393. The denominator is a factor of 4.
The denominator and the numerator are factors of 35. My denominator is not composite. Mario?
5/7?
My favorite number is a prime number. It is not in simplest form, and both numbers are palindromes.
Ladies and gentlemen, what would serve as a good intro clue? Something that would get people to at least narrow down the field?
Oh.
Yes, Leah.
Maybe like my numerator, denominator, even.
Great. An even odd is a clue that narrows down the field. Oh. Leah has another one.
If you add them together equals something.
Good. What is a clue that is not a personal clue about siblings, etc., but a numerical clue that is harder to narrow down the field? Thinking of what type of numbers do we split into 2 where we have many more of one type than another? And it's PC. What 2 types of numbers? One begins with a P and one begins with a C. Yeah, so if you used a composite clue, it doesn't narrow it down as much.